Chicago, springtime is finally knocking on your door. The snow and ice may be gone, but are you ready to step out in style yet? It's time to make over your ride at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the true glam team of SUVs. If you're thinking about springing forward into a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to see which one puts the spring in your step. Need the power and durability of a Silverado, the all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer, the spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban, or the sporty, city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to shine like the new spring sun. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest Chevy dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at ExpressPros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Is your old air conditioner running all the time but not cooling your home? Stop wasting energy and money. Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a complete AC cleaning and tune-up. And we'll include, absolutely free, a one-year, no-breakdown guarantee. All for just $89.95. That's right. We guarantee your AC will cool your home for an entire year or your money back. Call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Tonight is the night.
Oh, boy.
Dreams will be made. Kids will be embarrassed on national television as they fall down draft boards.
Yep. History.
That's right. And here's the thing. Right. If you're a Bills fan and you want to stay up and watch this pick tonight, you're going to have to be there between 11 and 11:30.
Yeah.
That sucks. Got good news.
What's that?
You don't have to do that anymore.
Of course not.
Because our resident football expert has told you everything you need to know about what is happening tonight.
Who takes care of you, baby?
Don't do that.
What, am I telling you?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. Thanks to Tommy's very special Tommy Tells It Like It Is this morning. We are joined by our good friends for the first time since the end of the football season from the Sports Bar, 95.7, The Fan. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Mike Danger.
The crushing end of the football season, but tonight, renewal. Mm-hmm. The season of hope begins, the season of optimism. And how do you not feel good when you're dressed like Tommy is today in his tracksuit, making the picks he's making? Everything is going to work out.
See? It's all coming around.
And from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast, please put your hands together for Mr. Ryan Duffy.
Oh my gosh, it's so good to be back here. It's so good to be back. I'm so happy to be
around. Why don't you kick
people.
Your feet up a little bit with that?
Oh, sure. Hang on one second. Yeah,
Don't mess with the chair, you idiot.
I think it just gave up.
Yeah, those beeps were actually the chair cursing.
Yeah. Are you hitting surrender?
It's swearing in Morse code.
All right. So tonight, by the way, before we get into this, if you want to watch the draft.
Yeah, I want to go somebody. I want to be entertained. I want a couple of chuckles.
Oh, that's perfect. I'm going to be hanging out.
Okay. And then what else?
At the Bill Gray's Tap Room in Chi-Lai. I'll be there starting at 7.
All right.
Dozen wings for only $12.
Ooh, what there a you deal. Go.
Jenny Light Pines.
Cat and chicken.
Only $3. Come spend your evening tonight with me. Watch the NFL draft at the Bill Gray's Tap Room in Chi-Lai with your friends from CMF. All right, Danger.
Yeah.
We will get to Tommy's picks in a second. I know that you guys over on the Sports Bar have been talking draft nonstop for a month. When it comes to Buffalo, everybody falls in love with one prospect.
Mm-hmm.
In your head, the Bills are a better team next season if they draft who tonight?
Defensive tackle Kenneth Grant.
Love that kid!
University of Michigan.
He is so big!
Oh.
He is big, and he's fast. He runs like a 4.7, 8.40.
He's a big boy.
There's tape on this guy chasing down a Penn State running back, and he has no business chasing down a Penn State running back when you see how big he is, but that kind of effort, that kind of size... That's my draft crush. That's the guy you can't leave tonight without.
Hang on a second. I understand the measurables and all that, but with a name like, with the basicest of names like Kenneth Grant, are we sure he's going to be an impact player?
I think he makes an impact.
You think so? Yeah.
Our quarterback is named Josh Allen. It's like the whitest, most basic name of all time.
I'm just saying, I have a rule where I don't trust people who have a a last name as a first name. So Kenneth Grant is really close on me not being able to trust him.
Okay. So, by the way, this kid, Tommy, if I'm not mistaken, he's the one that can do the backflip. He's like 380 pounds and can do a back.
He can do
backflip.
A backflip?
All right, I'm back in.
Okay.
I'm in. Let's go, Kenneth.
All right, Ryan.
Yeah.
The Bills will be a better team tomorrow morning if tonight they take
me.
Shut up. Did you not prepare for this?
No, I didn't prepare for it.
You don't have a name to give me.
Troy Amos, cornerback out of Ole Miss, baby.
Trey.
Trey Amos.
Yeah. Troy. What did I say?
Troy's his twin brother.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's
no, Trey.
Troy, and Jimmy.
Okay.
That's right.
So I got one guy who does a sports show who knows what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I got a guy who
And
knew...
then he have Danger.
All right. Tommy made his picks this morning about the draft. See, here's what sucks. Here's what sucks. Okay. I knew Tommy would not know any details about any of this. So I had to build around him this morning,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
Let him run his stupid effing mouth where you guys could jump in. Mm. I expected more out of you.
It's the off season. I prepare all crazy during the regular season. Don't I get a time to relax?
I thought he was going to show up today looking like Mel Kiper. We didn't get any of that.
Please.
No, I mean, Tommy actually showed up today looking like Mel Kiper. All right. Tommy made his picks this morning about the Bills draft this weekend. Let's get to our first pick from a Tommy Tells Like It Is draft edition on CMF. Over under, one half a pick. In the first round for the Bills tonight.
So now you're making me think you got to go early.
Oh, you're an expert. Watch the time. What's going to happen?
Then I think I got to go late.
Will you make a damn pick?
No, all right. He goes in the first. Yeah, he makes a pick in the first round.
So you're going over one half a pick tonight for the Buffalo
Bills. Jumps.
Okay, was that
he jumps
so?
Jumps early. Snaps.
Was that so hard?
Wait, no, because I was thinking he was going to go later. But
so
no,
so then take the second round?
No.
No, you know what he's doing? He's hedging his bet here.
No. My pick is in.
But then I said,
My pick is in.
All right, so to
you
be clear.
You guys make it so difficult.
To be clear, you are over one half a pick made by the Bills in the first round today.
Yes.
Okay. All right, Danger, general manager for the Bills, Brandon Bean. He is a maverick. He likes to move all over the board. Last year, Bills fans stayed up till 11:30 only to watch them twice trade out and not make a pick in the first round. Over, under, one half a pick in the first round for the Bills tonight.
Do you believe Brandon Bean earlier this week when he's talking about how there'd be better value if they traded out of that pick and got more picks later on in the draft? He said that earlier this week, and I think to myself, yeah, this is the season of lying, so there's smoke screens everywhere. I think he makes a pick in the first round tonight. What percentage chance would you put on him? You want to talk about him being a maverick, making some kind of a wild deal to move way up in the first round, maybe include a star player.
Step up.
In that trade.
Okay, so, you know, we talked a little bit about this earlier. So just to be clear, you are over one half.
For sure.
A pick. We talked this morning about how, you know, for the last couple of years, Brandon Bean has been building the team through the draft, keeping the cost low. But your Josh Allen prime years are few and, you know, we're going to run out of time eventually. I mean, this would be the time to make a move to go get whoever you want.
An impact player.
Yes. All right, so you're over.
Sweep.
Ryan?
I smell sweep. Yep.
Over, under, one half a pick in the first round for the Bills tonight on CMF.
I do think that the Bills are going to make a pick in the first round. There's no doubt about that. However, I kind of like where Danger's going with this because it does feel so against the grain of what we've seen out of Brandon Bean for his entire Bills tenure, you know? If he were to, like, how would you feel about that, though? If he traded up into, let's say, the top 15, right? Like, that's going to take a lot. And I know that, like, we have established, you know, Bean as a steady presence, willing to make a long-term deal and build the team over, you know, a period of time.
Today, yeah, steady presence. Steady presence.
What?
That would be such
a shock based off of what we've already seen. From
what? I was making a point. What?
What's going on here? That almost seems too
bad. The question was over under one half a pick for the Bills in the first round tonight.
I answered it right off the gate.
What is it?
Yes.
They're going to
pick in the first round.
Over.
Were you even listening?
I started to, but then I started thinking about pornography.
What's the standard? It's a standard.
Danger's point got my juices flowing, so I wanted to have a discussion.
Got his juices flowing. You've never had juice in your life. All right, the boys are all in agreement. It's a sweep.
Sweep Ola, bro.
Which means the Bills will definitely not make a first-round pick tonight.
Oh, God.
All right, let's get to our second pick from Tommy Tells Like It Is Draft Edition. Here in the break room on CMF. What I'm talking about is a trade for an actual
guy.
Active NFL player. Over under, one half a trade made for a player this weekend by the Bills.
I think Cook is done. Because it sounds like they don't want to pay him.
Okay.
And he doesn't want to be here.
He is under contract for 1 year.
I don't care. You can wipe yourself with that contract.
You look like his busted agent right now.
I would tell the kid to walk.
Yeah, that's why you're his busted agent.
Well, I should run because he's good at that. But it sounds like the kid does not want to be there.
It does. It sounds
like they've got to make a move. They got to start thinking about the future, like you said.
Are you predicting the Bills this weekend are going to trade James Cook?
Yes.
You're an idiot.
You're going to get rid of him.
Well, you're the dumbest person.
They're going to blow his ass out because they're too chintz to pay the kid.
You didn't have to say that. You could have just said over one half a player.
That's
Trey.
That's how I go, baby.
Okay.
I go big.
So to be clear, you are over.
Bye-bye, Cooksy.
One half a trade made for a player by the Bills.
And I hope he lights it up.
Okay. All right, Ryan, let's leave the James Cook thing to the side for a second.
Sure.
Like we said, if the Bills want an impact player, someone you know can play in this league, the smart thing to do is to go get an established guy.
Yeah.
The Bills have not made a player trade on draft night, if I'm not mistaken, since they traded a first-round pick for Stephon Diggs. That wasn't even draft night. It was part of the draft yet.
You're right,
6 years ago. Over, under, at some point this weekend, the Bills making a player trade. Ryan.
I don't think so. I'm going to go no on that one. I'm taking the under on that one. I don't see that happening.
Why?
Well, now you want an explanation after I give...
What a bitch.
I'm just saying. I'm trying to read the room here.
You make fun of me? Speculate. Okay.
I'm trying to read the room here. The only way I could
see
it...
Good luck with
that. The only way I could see
it happening...
Oh, my
God, shut up! I'm sorry, you're saying the only...
The only way I could see that happening... Because the Bills don't have any glaring holes, right? That they can't fill throughout the draft.
Oh, man.
So, I the only way I could see that happening... is if they are trying to move up and packaging a player with that. But that's really the only fringe case.
Okay.
I don't see them moving on from a player.
All right. I am hesitant to turn to Mike Danger.
Why?
Because I get the feeling that the stupid effing thing that fell out of your mouth this morning about James Cook, that Danger does not totally disagree with.
I don't totally disagree with it. I just want to be clear. Is this the Bills acquiring a player or
either
moving
way,
on from
a player involved.
All right. I wouldn't say it's an impossibility. But I think the odds are more in them not trading a player or receiving a player. So I'm going to say no. But I'd say like there's a 90% chance. I can't rule it out entirely. Like if you have a deal with, say, a team like Dallas, I think is picking 12.
Okay.
And you have an opportunity to move from where you are to 12 to get that impact player that we were talking about.
He's so right, man.
And you package James Cook and you give up a second round
pick. It's a game of opportunity.
It's a lot.
He's disagreeing with you.
No, but he's saying.
He has disagreed with you.
He's saying, though, there is a window out there. And the window is cracked.
There's a part of me also that really thinks that Brandon Bean is pissed off about the way this has gone, that he doesn't like negotiating through social media, and that's all James Cook has done since the end of the season.
Pissed him off,
get this guy out of here, and we'll get a running back tonight or this weekend in a class that's really, really deep.
But let's talk about James Cook, all right? So, the Tommy, as you know, being the draft Bills expert this is a deep running back class, right? But James Cook last season had the best running back season for a Buffalo Bill, arguably since Thurman Thomas, maybe Antoine Smith, right?
Would you say James Cook right now is a top five running back in the NFL?
Yes, you said that the other day.
Yes, I did say that. But I would argue, look, I understand the offensive line plays into it. Look, the fact is this. James Cook had his best season ever. Josh Allen won the MVP. I don't think that was a coincidence. So I get Brandon Bean maybe pissed off. I don't disagree with you. I understand that this is a deep draft. But after Josh had the success he had with that offense last year, you want to upset the apple cart because you're a little bit upset? Or you a little upset, Brandon Bean? I don't know why I'm making fun of him. It's you I'm angry at.
But then maybe the kid comes in half-stepping because he's pissed off.
No, you can't half-step in a contract year, stupid.
No, but he wants out. He doesn't want to be there.
Okay. He doesn't understand how contracts or salary cap.
He doesn't understand, Mike. Look at the adults talking in the room here.
Why are you doing an impression of Ryan? It's a Tommy tells it like
lead
it is.
Lead negotiator Pat Duffy.
I just don't understand. No, like you don't.
Is that you on the phone?
It's just Kenny. He's always on the goddamn internet all the time talking crap.
There's a salary cap. You can always spend.
It's not even cheap. They've only had 4 croutons for lunch. Jesus Christ, I'm going to faint.
I'm from Long Island. It's a very special edition, and everyone's having fun.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Of Tommy Tells It Like It Is for the NFL Draft tonight, 8 p.m. from Green Bay. Let's get to our third pick
Ooh, yeah.
from Tommy this morning here on CMF. over under 1.5 a quarterback taken by the Bills in the draft this weekend.
Bro, they got this bullpen of bums. They're not worried about some goddamn kid.
If you have a bullpen of bums, wouldn't you want to improve your bullpen?
I don't think you need it. I think Josh is the guy. He seems to be bulletproof. He's injury proof.
Oh my God, shut up.
Nothing happens to this kid.
Shut up.
He's like a self-healing organism.
Shut up.
I don't think you need to look at a quarterback, some Tulane douche.
Why are you doing this?
Don't talk about J.P. Lossman that way. Look, man. I'm telling you, if you think, as you put it, they have a... I'm going to punch you.
Stella.
Leave my daughter out. Over, under, 1.5 quarterback taken.
They ain't taking a goddamn quarterback, son. They ain't. They're not going to draft
you. I heard you talk.
Some idiot child.
I heard you, idiot child.
That works for Ryan.
All right. The Bills currently have 4 quarterbacks on their roster. Josh Allen, obviously. You have Mitchell Trubisky. You have Shane Buchel, Bucicelli, Bucicella, la, 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 and Mike White. Fun fact, if the Bills were to release Mitchell Trubisky, they would save them about $2 million in cap space. Danger? Do the Bills draft a quarterback at some point, over under 1.5 a quarterback drafted at some point this week?
It's so funny you mentioned Mike White. You completely forget. Like, he's on this team. He'll be at camp. And I think the answer is no, they're not drafting a quarterback. You have a guy in Mike White who has starter experience, who if he wins the backup quarterback, in the scenario you're painting, if they were to release Trubisky because they needed some cap space, you move up what Mike White, he's your backup to Josh Allen, and you pray to the heavens that you never have
there
to see him on the field.
He's getting good.
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Did you suck helium or something?
No, I said what I was sucking.
I know what you were sucking. How'd you get this job, buddy? Danger wants to see you in his office.
All right.
So I'm nodding.
All right, guys.
You don't need to bring me in.
Hey, we were having fun back there. But hey, serious talk now. I will not take any nods from Tommy Mulay. And that is a Mike Tate's promise. All right, Ryan.
Yeah.
A nation turns its lonely eyes to you.
Sure.
I will say this. Yeah. Brandon Bean has done this in the past.
Mm-hmm.
The Bills during COVID year drafted former Georgia quarterback Jake Fromm.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have time to develop because of the whole COVID thing. Ended up on the Giants roster, whole thing.
Yep.
Also, drafting a quarterback, if they develop the right way, could give you a bargaining chip down the road, something that Shane Buchicelli, Mike White, and Mitchell Trubisky don't give you. Over, under, 1.5 a quarterback picked in the draft this weekend by the Bills.
You know, you want to talk about the drop-off between Josh Allen and let's say, Mitchell Trubisky, number two, right? That's an insane drop-off.
Yep.
I would argue that you have an even more insane drop-off, maybe not more, but just as much, between Mitchell Trubisky and Ashinde de Butetele or Mike White. So I think that there is a wide chasm of talent in the whole quarterback room. Even with all of that.
Okay, I'm being quiet. I want you to know how hard it is for me not to jump.
I feel like I'm on a tour of the Grand Canyon.
Why? Is his belly button out?
Hilarious. Even with that wide of a chasm.
Oh, we lost a helicopter.
Even with that wide of a chasm. To your point, like if anything happens to Josh, the season's done for as it is. I don't see them making a pick for a quarterback, even if it is for draft capital or trade bait or whatever.
There's the Buddha squad right there, buddy.
The
on my
Buddha
side.
Squad. By the way, are you wearing a Savannah Bananas t-shirt?
I am.
It's the only time a piece of fruit has ever been near Ryan. What?
I don't fit into anything Banana Republic, so. Yeah.
All right, look, I'm telling you guys, and this is a Pat Duffy guarantee. I got a feeling there will be a quarterback drafted by the Bills before they are done on Saturday.
All right.
Because you just made the argument, right? You already have a big enough gap. Look, you can release Mitch Trubisky, you can move up Mike White, and you could park a 6th, 7th round quarterback on the practice squad and let him develop. What do you got to lose? You got 10 picks. All these guys aren't going to make the team.
It's a waste of time. You're wasting time, precious time.
No, you're creating time, man.
You can't create time.
All right, so Tommy only made 3 picks this morning because I couldn't come up with anything else he would understand. Mm. But as he likes to do,
oh no,
Tommy has made his bonus pick.
Oh boy,
it's a good one, bro. You like it?
Let's get to
you will want to see this.
Let's get to our bonus pick from Tommy Mulay here on CMF.
That's so fast, buddy. I say a celebrity's going to show up at your little draft party in Green Bay, and he's going to make a scene.
What kind of celebrity are we talking?
A big celebrity
tonight. You're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably be some celebrities.
No, Bill Gray's.
There is a celebrity at Bill Grayson.
No, they decided to go with no names this week.
Wait, at least they went with someone whose mouth works. You bitch.
My mouth was working fine last night. Yeah, buddy.
I'm not asking a follow-up question.
Yeah. Oh, is that Bill Gates? I had some chicken wings. Very good.
Who's a big celebrity at the draft?
He's going to make a scene.
Okay, what do we got?
Aaron Rodgers is showing up at this draft.
No, he's not showing up at the draft.
It's his house. It's Green Bay. He's looking for work. He's going to show up tonight.
No,
he will be on. Going to make a pick? You think he'll be at the podium?
No, I just said he's going to show up. He's going to be on camera. Oh, maybe like not even invited. He's going to make a scene.
He's not going to show up in Green Bay.
They may break out the tasers, but it could get ugly.
So your bonus pick.
Aaron Rodgers makes a scene tonight. He embarrasses himself, runs his mouth. Yeah. You will be talking about Aaron Rodgers tomorrow morning after your little Green Bay party.
Okay.
Tell me you wouldn't want to see that.
No, again.
Aaron Rodgers getting tasered wearing a dashiki and a safari hat in the parking lot of Lambeau Field.
I would want to see that.
That sounds awesome.
Ryan?
Yeah.
Does Aaron Rodgers show up to the draft tonight and make a scene?
Of course he does not. He's not showing up to the draft. He barely shows up anywhere nowadays. I mean, just in his first appearance on Pat McAfee for the last like 3 months remotely, he's not traveling all the way.
He's hungry. He's hungry for the attention.
Especially after he was complaining about how he had to fly on his own dime, on Aaron Rodgers' own dime.
Yeah, he can't
afford
that flight.
From California to New York.
Yeah, please. That's tough.
He's not going unless someone pays for his Uber.
So that's a no.
No, that's a no.
All right, Danger. You are a Midwestern boy. You're plugged in more than any of us to Green Bay area.
These are your people.
This is a little gray area here, though. I mean, when you say show up,
are you talking
make
about
an
Tommy's
appearance.
Head?
I'm not too far behind. I can't say anything. there's a part of me that thinks Aaron Rodgers tonight says that he's signing with a team. Like, that's the kind of move he would make to grab a headline,
ooh,
to grab attention.
And that's a scene.
No, but he would have to be.
Man, I never said he had to be in Wisconsin.
You literally said
I said show up at the draft. You can show up remotely.
Give me, hold on.
You could Zoom.
Before, I don't mean to cut you off.
Skype. They still Skype?
Give it to me again. Give me what he said. Go.
That's so fast, buddy. I say a celebrity is going to show up at your little draft party in Green Bay.
Show up at your draft party
show up
in Green Bay.
What kind of celebrity are we talking?
A big celebrity.
Tonight, you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably be some celebrity.
No, Bill Graves.
Idiot? Okay, pull it down. That line itself, he's got to be there.
No, remotely at the thing.
I'm sorry, Deidre.
There's a chance that Aaron Rodgers, attention whore that he is.
And that counts.
No, it doesn't.
That's a dunk.
We let him talk.
I'm signing with the Pittsburgh Steelers before the draft or at some point during the draft. That news breaks.
Aaron
Rodgers gets his attention. There's a chance that happens, but as much as I would love to see him show up and get tased and make a scene, I don't think that's going
to happen. You got to have that safari hat on.
You literally said after you stopped talking and you kept talking, wouldn't you love to see him tased in the parking lot of Green Bay?
Well, that was a...
It separate. How do you do that?
I can't do these jokes right now.
Okay. I've got too much going on.
You know where my mouth was last night.
That tracks. I can't even take you seriously. He looks like Earl Campbell's uncle on his draft night.
You look like 80% of my wife's cousins.
By the way, somebody wrote us on Twitter. I got to pull it up because it was such a good joke. I cannot not give credit. Give me one second. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Jared tweets at us, Tommy looks like Run AARP. All right, Danger, the Sports Bar, 95.7 The Fan, every weekday, 3 to 6. You guys are out. Field trip tonight, too.
Yeah, we're at Three Heads Brewing on Atlantic Avenue in the neighborhood of the arts from 3 until 6. We'll have Matt Perino of Syracuse.com covering the Buffalo Bills. Stopping by Three Heads right off the top. So right at 3 o'clock, he'll be there. He'll be there answering questions, hanging out with us for a little bit. And we'll also be joined later this afternoon by Dan Fates, 13 Wim Sports, and Buffalo Plus.
Oh, your boy.
Hot takes. Don't. Kimmy, we've run out of nicknames.
Lower your voice, Fates.
Oh, yeah.
Quiet down, Fates.
Did you hear the Fates story?
No.
So he came on with us every Monday last season. And he always made like a big deal. Like, guys, I'm always on the run, guys. But I'm going to do it for you.
Yeah, he's at the airport, right?
Yeah, yeah. So he's at the airport one time. He's in line for TSA. And he's, he talks loud like all of us do. And some woman was like, you need to quiet down. Like, ooh. Said it while he was being interviewed.
Yes.
And he's like, yes, ma'am. And he got really quiet. But then tried to play tough. Like, yeah, she said to quiet down. Who does she think she is? And then the next week was like, yeah, you know what I should have said?
You can't tempt Fates, right?
Good one.
Thank you. I've been sitting on that one for about 35 seconds.
There was a room of people laughing. You opened your mouth.
And I added to it. It takes a village.
Okay, so if you want to tonight, you can do the radio rounds.
Oh my God, yeah!
Go see Dangerous. You can get
it's a doubleheader. Let's play two. Let's go.
You could be the saddest person in Rochester. We off two now. Another radio show with nobody.
A brand new Let's Go Duffalo up right now.
It is.
If I want to find Ryan that new Let's Go Duffalo episode, where can I get it?
Yeah, you can find it on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You can also follow us on social media at let's.go.duffalo on TikTok and on Instagram.
This episode, a great our dad trying to be a big shot story.
Oh, so
take
you
a shot
sure.
to papa.
Yeah. I'll just give you a tease.
All right.
He tried to become friends with John Butler, the general manager of the Buffalo Bills, when we were like 10 and 12, and he bought him a gift and presented it to him personally, and it's brilliant.
But I will say this, given the size of Mr. Butler.
Yeah, big boy.
It wasn't the worst gift to walk in the door with.
It was a glazed ham?
Close.
That was his nickname in the locker room. Danger, Ryan, always a pleasure.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Hey, thank you for coming, guys.
Oh, of course.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This is a lot of money.
Oh.
But you're also buckled in, ready to roll, like it's about to go.
Okay.
I don't know what you do here. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. A story in the New York Post.
What do they say?
Day after Easter, a man is on a Delta flight.
Yeah.
So it's a busy day, travel day after Easter.
Yeah, big holiday.
Now, we've all been on flights before where they overbook, because that's a legal thing you can do for some reason. And they start offering people money to get off.
Yeah, they start coughing up deals.
You got it. But normally when that happens, it happens over the intercom while you're all waiting to board.
Yeah.
And, you know, they'll say the number, wait a little while, say the number again, wait a little while, drives up the price. And it becomes like this Who Wants to Be a Millionaire game show. Well, apparently, it happens in other ways, too. This man had boarded his flight to go home. He was sitting in his seat with his seatbelt buckled.
Right.
When the stewardess walked up to him and a couple other people in his area and offered $3,000 for one of them to get off the plane.
Cashola. No, like, ticket.
Nope, it is. Okay.
It's money.
So it's in credit with the airline, but it turns out you can exchange that credit for gift cards, so like you can get a PayPal gift card, turn that into cash, put it in your bag.
Okay. Gotcha.
So he is buckled in. It is one of the busiest days of the year, Monday after Easter travel. If you get off that plane, you may have a bitch. They don't have anything for you then. You got to figure it out. But $3,000, do you do it?
I think if you can pull it off, you got to take that deal.
But here's the thing. You have to jump before somebody else says yes.
I understand.
When you say can't pull it off, what do you mean?
Well, like if you have to get home or something. But, I mean, if you got any daylight in your trip, you got to take it.
You're buckled in.
Man, that's big money.
You're
like the most I've ever heard is like close to $1,000.
Maybe you get like another flight out of it or another flight or two.
But, right, if you could flip $3,000.
Yeah. Now, let's keep a couple things in mind here. Now, you're right. The money is a lot.
Yeah.
But the fact that you're on the plane, Probably means your baggage is also on the plane.
Yep.
So there is also a chance, a higher chance than normal, your baggage gets lost, which would also be a pain in the you-know-what.
It wouldn't be lost necessarily. You just won't have it immediately.
Okay. All right. Still doesn't bother you.
Oh, man. If I'm traveling by myself, back when I traveled by myself, I would call in sick the next day and take the $3,000.
Kimmy? You taking that money?
Are we going home or going on our trip?
Which one changes it for you?
If I'm going home, I'm more likely to take that deal.
Yeah.
If I'm going to if I'm going on vacation or if I'm going to visit somebody, I may be a little bit less likely to take it, only because I may lose money on that vacation.
How many times have you ever spent $3,000 on a vacation?
No, but I'm saying, like, let's say you can't get there. Like, let's say there are no flights for a day or two, and now you're missing out on 2 days of this vacation you already paid for.
But you may be making more even if you don't go on the vacation at all.
You got to reschedule the flight. I don't know. I don't think it would be worth it to me.
But
then,
if I'm traveling by myself, I'm taking it.
Okay. So it turns out that, you know, we all think we know how this works. Not only can they walk up to you and say this on the plane and get you off the plane if you're willing to take it, you're also allowed to bargain with them in public.
Okay.
So it also says that,
like, let's make a deal.
Well, yeah. Going back to the whole, like, on the loudspeaker thing in the thing, if you are to yell out numbers while they're announcing,
so that's an auction.
Yes. Like, several times, it's not common practice, but it will happen that if they yell out, we'll give you $1,000, and you go, I'll take $1,500, they'll go, okay, done.
All right.
You got the balls to do that?
Yeah. For $1,500, I sure as hell do.
It's worth it to ask.
Yeah.
Okay, but here's
the thing. They say, no, well, I'm staying on this flight.
Would you yell it in front of everybody in the terminal?
I think so. For that kind of money, yeah.
Because if they say no, you look like such a douche.
I'll
do it for $1,500, sweetheart. No, okay. I'm going to sit back down now. And now you're on that flight. Everybody saw you embarrass the hell out of yourself. I don't think I'd have the balls to yell out
broke
loud.
Broke-ass me? $1,500?
Well, take the grand then. They're offering a grand.
I'm probably not even going to
No, but if I know this is an option, I could throw it out there.
Well, now it is. If they start yelling numbers through the loudspeaker,
nobody takes it up.
You can yell back, I'll do it for 15. Sold.
I was always jealous of those people that got, like, those big numbers and got off the plane. Like, man, why? It could have been me.
I know what you mean, man. When I was coming back from KC after the AFC Championship game, they offered $1,000, and no one was taking it. And I had to be here, so I couldn't. The next flight wasn't until the next day.
We wouldn't have blamed you.
I'm not going to take it. You guys mean more to me.
Oh, wow.
Than $1,000.
I would probably have taken it.
Yeah, I would have taken it. Even a half.
Sorry.
Yeah, maybe.
No, I'd have been out of my. If you guys missed a day of work.
For $1,000.
Okay, you have a job to pay you $1,000.
You have a job.
A year.
Not in a day.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.